So we're back where we left off months ago. We're starting now the 10th week in ordinary time. And so we were reading from the Book of Kings, and we just keep on going, and we pick up where we were in Matthew. This is the story of Elijah. And he was a remarkable man. He was, in a way, Samuel is really the father of the prophetic movement, but the sort of symbol of it is Elijah. Why? Because he had a word from the Lord to deliver several, and he had nothing to rely on but the Lord. And so that's... Here's just starting. He's gone to this town, Zarephath, and the Lord has told him to, when that widow comes there, ask her for something. I'll see to it that neither you nor she or her little son is lacking during this whole drought. Quite remarkable, isn't it? Why all that? So that the word of the Lord would continue to live and be active, you see, through the prophet and through others. But that's what prophecy is all about. It's keeping the word of God alive in God's people, reminding them of God, reminding them of what he's done for us, reminding them of what he asks of us, the prophets. And a lot of them were not very popular because of that. But it's the role of prophecy. The word in Hebrew for prophet is Navi, which means sort of a called one. It's more important that the prophet be called than that he call. Because if he's calling without being called, it's going to be very dangerous. So anyway, that's what that's all about. And the theme is about the same in the gospel. Our Lord is saying, you are the prophets. I'm no prophet. The Lord said, I said you are. You are the salt of the earth. What does salt do? Two things. It preserves and it gives flavor. Those are the two things salt can do. The believers in the world are meant to do those two things, to preserve and to give flavor, give a meaning for life, give a joy in life. You know, when I stand here every morning, the cars are going down there. All these people are going to work. Why are they doing that? Well, they got to pay the mortgage, they got to eat, they got to get their kids through school. You know, they need money. So, last form of slave labor left. Get in that car and drive down there through that traffic. Put up with all the Mickey Mouse at work and get a salary so you can take care of your family. Where's the hope in that? Where's the hope? How many don't know the Lord at all? When I watch them, see when I'm preaching, I can see them going by. And I'm thinking, where are they going? What do they know? See, that's why we not only have to hang on to our flavor, which is number one, but salt also stops from going to corruption, right? You salt things and they... That's also our job. And so, how do you do it? You listen to the Holy Spirit. And you stay alert and wait for occasions. They can be with your neighbor. They can be with your relatives. They can be with a person waiting online in the grocery store with you. Someone. But you see, the Lord reminds us today You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. How can we be the light of the world? I thought Jesus was the light of the world. He is, and he says so. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me does not walk in darkness, but has the light of life. If Jesus is alive in us, then we are the light of the world. That's the whole point. And so, for us, the most important thing is to be aware of God and listening to him and trying to do all day long. Yeah, all day long. Do we do it all day long? No, not most of us. We're not that bright. But we can do it. One trick, if you're driving, turn off the radio and pray. You don't need that distraction. And the people all around you need your prayers. Whenever I preach about our neighbors, I still remember that, and I've told you about it, how that guy shot his wife right over there on the lawn. How could you get that frustrated, that angry, that mixed up, that whatever? And I don't know whether they were fighting or, you know. But anyway, we have grave responsibilities. Here we are. We're not bright enough to be here. The Holy Spirit brought us here. And we've just heard the Word of God to help us, to encourage us. We heard Jesus tell us, you are the light of the world. I don't want that job. Look, I called you. You've got the job, whether you like it or not. See, you are the salt of the earth. Salt gives flavor, gives meaning to life.